It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. Thank you for listening from all around planet Earth and the universe. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. And this is the place where you can listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part. Sorry. How you doing, Mildred?
I'm great. How are you, Pinky?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, have you ever heard of the expression, the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Yeah, vaguely. Not really sure. Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, the man who invented the machine that made sliced bread, today would be his birthday. He was born in the great state of Iowa in 1880, and his name was Otto Frederick Rawedder.
Otto Frederick Rawedder. Uh-oh.
What?
He was a wedder?
His name's Otto Frederick Rawedder.
Oh, I just said wedder. You know, Ricky, Robert's friend, Ricky, they built a canoe and they play baseball together.
Yeah.
Well, he's a wedder.
No. Wedder.
Oh, jeez. Okay, good. Okay, so is his birthday today?
That's right. In 1928, that's when he invented the bread slicing machine.
Cool.
So that's where the little phrase came up, the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, you can say that about the electric light bulb. That's the best thing since electric light bulb, and that was 1880.
Yeah, and you could say the locomotive steam engine was the greatest thing invented before, and that was in 1814.
Yeah, we did a podcast about that. What episode was that, Mildred?
That was episode 36.
Yes, we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll through the titles and click on the one that suits your fancy.
Yes. And if you want to take it back even farther, the invention of the wheel, that was 3500 BC.
Yeah, the greatest thing since the invention of the wheel.
Right, but the bread, sliced bread, it really kind of connected. It's just a catchy phrase, and it's still used today to, describe new products.
Yeah, it's cute, I guess.
Yeah. But when Otto created this invention, it was considered the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped.
Yeah, sure, it's a big deal, sure. But you know, Mildred, the sliced bread goes stale faster than a whole full loaf.
Correct. But he created this machine and it became really commercially accepted. Because sliced bread became commercially available throughout the world. And the first state to actually sell the sliced bread, that was the state of Missouri.
Okay. But, Mildred, I really like the real bread. I like the ends. I like to eat the hard, crusty ends. And the crust. I like the crust on the outside of the bread.
Right. Well, actually, the crust and the ends, they have more fiber and more antioxidants, and they have more complex carbohydrates than the center.
Hmm.
Well, it's the heat when you bake the bread, and it makes those nutrients concentrate on those areas. And when you toast the bread, it has a similar effect.
Yeah, and of course, the whole grain breads, they have much more nutritional value than the stupid white bread. We don't eat that white bread that come in a little package with the balloons on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't touch that stuff. But we like the breads. And, you can make it with the whole grain flour and whole grain breads and a sprouted breads. They're the ones that are very nutritious.
Right. They have the beta carotene and they have the high essential nutrients. But I mean, compared to fruits and vegetables, bread is relatively low in the essential nutrients.
I know, but there's a lot of fiber, and like whole wheat has a lot of fiber.
Correct, but it also has that gluten.
Yeah, I'm okay with the gluten. Some people cannot eat the gluten.
Right, that's a wheat protein, and that helps the dough rise and give it like an elastic texture. But yeah, I mean, you can also make bread with rice flour and potato flour, and then that doesn't contain the gluten.
Yeah, not everybody can handle the gluten, baby. I'm okay with the gluten.
Right. And then the other thing, not only the gluten, but people pay attention to the carbohydrates and, you know, how much sugar is reacting. That's the glycemic index from the carbohydrate of the bread.
Yeah, well, yeah, pay attention. You have to know what you're doing. You can handle the carbohydrates. Long as you're going to burn up the carbohydrates, you can consume them. It's if you consume too many carbohydrates, you're not going to burn them up. That's when it comes a problem.
Very good.
But I really enjoy the crust and the ends. And, you know, sometimes the moms cut the crust off for the kids, for the breads.
Yeah, well, it's a, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not into that. You know, you can cut it into pretty shapes and stars and triangles and stuff, but the crust is probably pretty good for you.
Yeah. All right, we mentioned that because when you bake the bread, the heat concentrates the nutrients in those areas.
Yeah.
So, Pinky, does Lady Lynette bake her own bread?
Oh, no, no, no. She doesn't do that, but Carol does. Oh, yeah, Carol bakes bread. And before she bakes it, okay, she makes a design in the top of the loaf.
Oh, that's called scoring the dough before you bake it.
Oh, yeah, she makes, like, leaves and flowers and pretty design before she bakes it. Very artistic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she shares the breads that she bakes with us.
That's nice. And Pinky, what about bread pudding?
No. Oh, geez, bread pudding. No, I don't care for that at all. First of all, I don't even like pudding. Are you kidding me? The skin on the top? No, I don't like bread pudding.
What about lady fingers?
What?
Lady fingers?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, that's a dessert. It's made with, it's kind of an egg base with the flour, and it's kind of a dessert thing. It's like a biscuit.
No, I don't think I care for that lady fingers either.
Okay.
Yeah, but we must say happy birthday to the American inventor, engineer, Otto Frederick Rawedder. Because his birthday today, 7/7/1880.
Right, the greatest thing, Sid sliced bread.
Yeah, good for him. Happy birthday, Otto.
Yeah.
Okay, Mildred, time for the poem or quotes or something.
Okay, these are kind of cute. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
This first one I found, I did not write it, but it is anonymous.
Yeah, okay.
It says, one day you're the best thing since sliced bread. The next, you're toast.
Oopsie.
Right. And then here's one from Bette Midler. She says, you have to think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but you have to know that you're not. And here's one more from Mihir Baba. And he said, just think you are the greatest. Where's the harm in thinking like that? It is not for pride you do it, but for bringing the best out of you. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I get it. You can think you're great, but like Farmer Tommy said, don't think you're better than anybody else. But you can like yourself and think you're fabulous.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.